We look next at powdered caffeine. That is a very concentrated form of caffeine that's being marketed on the internet for all sorts of things, to boost workouts, help people lose weight, stay awake. Sounds like a nice idea at this hour of the morning, but NPR's Rob Stein reports that critics say powdered caffeine is unsafe and should be banned.
Wade Sweat was 24. He liked to take care of himself and thought he had found a healthier way to get going in the morning, mixing some powdered caffeine he'd bought on the internet with some water or milk. Here's his dad, Jim.
Wade's idea was that he was going to use caffeine powder to get a little caffeine, you know, in the mornings. His idea was this was healthier than getting all the sugar and the sodium and so forth, the artificial sweeteners and so forth from drinking Coca-Colas and Diet Cokes.
But the first time Sweat tried this in June, something went terribly wrong. He apparently took too much.
And within just a few minutes, his heart began beating out of control. And eventually, within just a few minutes, his heart stopped.
An ambulance rushed Sweat to the hospital, where doctors struggled for more than a week to save him.
That 11 days that we spent there at the hospital there's no way to describe how awful that was.
Doctors couldn't get the caffeine out of his system, and Sweat's heart kept going haywire over and over again. He finally fell into a coma and died.
I don't think I'll ever be the same. It certainly has been devastating for us.
It's unclear how many people may be overdosing on caffeine powder like this, but stories like Wade Sweat's have prompted calls to ban it. Laura McCleary is a lawyer at the Center for Science in the Public Interest, a consumer group.
It doesn't need to be sold in this form. It shouldn't be legal under the law. And it's the most dangerous dietary supplement that's on the market today.
The companies that sell powdered caffeine acknowledge that it can cause health problems if people use too much and say the deaths that have been reported are tragedies. But Daniel Fabregant of the Natural Products Association says the problem is not the product, it's people misusing it.
It is the dosage that makes anything a poison. Take water, for example, salt, for example. If you use too much, it creates problems. I think that's really the issue here. People safely use caffeine every day.
But Jim Sweat, who watched his son die of an overdose, says powdered caffeine isn't like water or salt. It's potent, and it's just too easy to overdose.
1 teaspoon is the same amount of caffeine as in 25 cups of coffee. And once this caffeine hits your bloodstream, and it does so very quickly, there's just nothing really anybody can do. And that's what makes this product so dangerous.
Sweat and his wife, who live in Alabama, have teamed up with some parents from Ohio to try to get the Food and Drug Administration to ban powdered caffeine. That couple's 18-year-old son died in May after using caffeine powder in the hopes of improving his workout. The FDA has issued an alert warning consumers about the danger of powdered caffeine, and Michael Taylor, a deputy commissioner at the FDA, says the agency has been asking companies selling these products to take them off the market.
It's fundamentally irresponsible to be selling this powerful drug in this form to consumers.
So, Taylor says, the FDA has started building a case to force companies to stop selling powdered caffeine if they continue to disregard the warnings. Rob Stein, NPR News.